Today, UNICEF has launched the State of the World's Children Report, which is our most comprehensive ever stock take of where we're at globally on child immunisation. And the worrying news is that over the course of the 3 years of the pandemic, we saw an unprecedented backsliding in the number of children getting immunised. In fact, 67 million children missed out on their basic childhood vaccination. And the consequences of that are already being seen. We're seeing more outbreaks of very infectious childhood diseases, which can take children's lives. Diseases like measles, diphtheria, polio.
Tell us, what exactly is new about the data that you're publishing today?
So each year, UNICEF monitors the number of children who are being reached with vaccination. And after the 3 years of the pandemic, we saw this unprecedented decline. So we actually lost something like 30 years worth of progress in 3 years. And at the same time, we know that that has a direct consequence on lives saved. So we're able to estimate every year how many lives are saved by vaccination. And we've seen that number go backwards too. Already, we know that hundreds of thousands will have lost their lives because they weren't vaccinated. And that's completely avoidable.
Who are the children who are missing out on vaccinations? Are there regional differences around the world? And who is most likely to be left behind?
Yeah, even before the pandemic, there were some remote communities, children in more marginalized places that were being missed out for routine childhood immunization. We called them the zero dose children. They tend to be in communities that lack some of the most basic facilities, access to healthcare, clean water, and have multiple deprivations. And we already had an issue there. Since the pandemic, though, that number has grown considerably. It is in many parts of the world. It's not just isolated in the most low-income countries, but in all of those countries that experience huge disruptions because of COVID-19. So we're seeing this as a really global problem, and it will take a global collective effort to catch up all of the missed children.
And in the report, you say that misinformation during COVID has played a role here. Could you tell us more about the scale of this phenomenon of vaccine misinformation as related to childhood vaccinations?
Yeah, and during COVID, we were all talking about vaccines in a way that we never have before. You know, the number of conversations about vaccination went up so much. And in many ways, that was a good thing. It's good for parents and communities to discuss what's best for them, for their families, for their children. But at the same time, we saw an enormous explosion in the amount of negative information, both misunderstanding and confusion, but also some very deliberately misleading disinformation. And that appears to have had an impact on top of lots of other causes. Untangling the causes of a drop in confidence and uptake in vaccination is a complicated job to do, but we do know that there's been such an increase in misinformation that it's a really, really worrying phenomenon that must be tackled.
And do you think vaccine hesitancy is here to stay?
Well, there is some very good news. Even after all of the worrying signals of the last 3 years, it's still true that most respondents, when asked, will say, yes, I think childhood vaccination is really important. And most people will continue to vaccinate their children. But we are seeing some worrying declines in the levels of confidence and belief in the importance of childhood vaccination. It's not fatal. I think that we can tackle it. We know that there are strategies that work. Good community outreach, where we work locally with communities to make sure that they have access to reliable and trustworthy information, as well as tackling all of the online spaces in which some of these misleading claims are spreading around, can make a big difference.
And finally, what can be done now to accelerate childhood vaccination efforts and help all these countries catch up?
What's essential is that every country that's been affected by backsliding in immunization now makes very concerted efforts to reach out and identify the children that have missed out. Those are children that were born right before the pandemic or during the pandemic, so they're almost past the age where they would have normally got vaccinated, but there's still time to catch them up and make sure they're fully immunized. That action will require political leadership and the right unlocking of resources to make sure that healthcare workers are equipped to go and find those children, give them all of the life-saving vaccines that they need. And if they don't do that, the consequences will be not just for those children, but for the communities they live in. because we'll see more and more outbreaks. And as we know from this pandemic, that has a detrimental effect on whole societies. So it's essential that that's prioritised right away.